Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And I've been doing this now for over a decade. And in that time, I have received hundreds and hundreds of requests for me to break down what makes a good woman. Now, I have a horrible track record of this. All right, I've already been divorced once. I'm not getting married again. I got Dear John twice in the service and betrayed countless other times. So I am no stranger to what's going on out there. Now, I am not the guy to give you advice, you know, on what is in a good woman. All right. I can only give you what I have been able to come up with. And I've been thinking about this virtually every day for like a decade. And I've broke it down into basically five categories.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful. Five criteria, that's it. Okay, now, if you will see behind me, I have them numbered out of order. Well, I numbered them in the importance to me, and the most important thing of the five is faithfulness. Now, that could change for the guys out there. Some guys like want to have a woman that's, you know, gorgeous, fit, and feminine. And then, you know, it just plays on from there. If you want to have a family, maybe, you know, the top priorities is can they have children? Are they fertile? It's up to each individual dude out there. I'm not going to tell you, you know, what to do or what to think. I don't run a cult. I just give you the information so you can think for yourselves and make your own decisions for your own lives. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, at the top of this list is fit. Now, you'll hear all kinds of women out there going berserk over body shaming and fat positive and healthy at any size. And they have no problem having standards for men who are 6 feet or more in height. But they will turn you into villain the minute you say, I don't like heavy women. Even though men are genetically programmed for the most part to a certain hip to waist ratio. It's been studied many times. It is what it is. Men and women think differently, especially about the other's body. All right. Now, fitness comes with a lot of advantages as you go through life, as in better health. You don't have to go to the doctor. I don't know. You don't have to be babied. You can move around and take care of yourself. There's a lot of benefits to fitness. And if you are watching this show and you know you are not fit, it just takes a little bit of time every day, 20 minutes or more, and you can easily do it for yourself. Now, the second one on this is feminine. All right. I have no idea why women out there can't wake up to this. That feminism is basically programming women to be more like men. And most men don't want to have competition in their very own relationship. All right? And one of the best ways to avoid that is have a woman who is feminine. All right? You don't need a woman picking fights, talking shit, getting stupid, writing checks with her mouth that she wants you to cash with your fists. You don't need that. Feminine women do not do that. All right? Now, there's all kinds of definitions out there of feminine, but ideally, a dude like me, I'm looking for a woman that, you know, is easy on the eye, acts like a woman, has, you know, is cool with some of the traditional roles between men and women. I know that is big taboo for the feminists out there. But in reality, men are waking up to the horse shit out there. And quite frankly, a lot of these feminist women, they're basically being allowed to die on the vine. All right. A lot of men are waking up to the tricks and the one-sidedness that is our culture here in the West, and they are not participating anymore. And it's going to get much, much worse. All right, next is friendly. This is very important because, like we talked about, feminine. All right, a friendly woman isn't going to run her suck hole, pick fights with her mouth that she wants you to cash with your fists. All right. Having a woman that's friendly can get you a lot farther than being, you know, chained to a woman that's just a royal bitch. All right. Women who are royal bitches causes everyone around them to shut down. All right. And if you are romantically involved in said woman who is basically driven away all your friends and family and what have you because she's not friendly, do you really need that in your life? No, you don't. Okay. Next, fertile. That's pretty much self-explanatory, but you would think that this being one of the most important tools a woman brings onto this earth, the ability to make and create additional life, you would think they would give it a little bit more consideration. But they don't. A lot of women today are spoon-fed from basically 9th or 10th grade in high school. To put it off, there's plenty of time to have kids, focus on your career, get your education, do everything you need to do. All right. But what they are not being told, and this has scientifically been studied and proven, by the age of 30, most women out there have used up 80% of their viable eggs for being able to conceive, carry, and have a child. All right, so that means by the time they're 30, most women out there only have 20% left in the battery. All right, and quite frankly, a 30-year-old woman, what are you going to do? Court her, marry her, and start having kids year one? Because if you do that, you're a goddamn idiot. By the time everything is settled down and you think maybe you want to have children with this woman, she's already 33. So what's that going to net you? Probably one child at best. And you might have to spend a lot of money on all kinds of crazy treatments to make it happen. All right. So if you are younger and you are looking to have children, or even if you're middle-aged and for whatever stupid-ass reason you decide you want to have kids, find a woman that can do that, i.e. a woman probably around 24 to 28. All right. Because that is pretty much, you know, physically and mentally, a woman is pretty much there at the pinnacle of having children between those 2 years, between 24 and 28. So that leaves them like 4, maybe 5 years out of their entire life to focus on having children. All right. Now, the last one here, this is the first on my list, is faithful. Now, I've had a very hard time finding women that can actually do this. All right. I mean, maybe in my entire life I've known two. That is not a good track record. All right. Not a good track record at all. And some of these women who I thought were going to be faithful to me, I had dated for a considerable amount of time, only to find out they are not. And women are really good at putting a knife in your back and then look you right in the face and gaslight you and say, oh, that's not what happened here. Yeah, okay. All right, so the next video, I'm going to go over some questions you can ask or things to look out for the modern Western woman, because most of them, they are feminists. A lot of them will look you in the face and say, no, I'm not. Well, they are. And if you are with a woman who is a feminist or has feminist ideologies, that is fatal for your relationship, your wallet, and your life. Anyway, that's a quick one here today, gentlemen. You guys take it easy. I'll talk to you later.